holy night. The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angels fall. Christ was born on night, divine, on night, on night,
Wednesday, December 19th, 2018. Coming up on the program today, a Mormon virgin tries to get laid using a Klondike bar. Plus, the sounds of anime kitty cat cosplay will trigger you. Smoking foreskin cocaine and sudden necrophilia. All this plus your voicemails today!
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Are you on the internet? Isn't that for techno geeks with spreadsheets?
Yes, we are back for the Wednesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me today. Real quick, before we get into anything, write this word down. Gooner. G-O-O-N-E-R. As in, I'm a gooner baiter. Baiting my big fucking penis. My penis. My big fucking penis. Gooner is this year's Distorted View store coupon code that'll net you 15% off on your order starting now. Go to the Distorted View store. We've got brand new t-shirts, mugs, hoodies, hats, all sorts of stuff. Store.distortedview.com. Make sure to use promo code Gooner for 15% off. Minimum order is $20, but all the t-shirts are $20, so you're not going to have a problem spending 20 bucks. Again, just remember, coupon code Gooner.
I bit my big fucking penis. Penis. I bit my big fucking penis. Penis. I bit my big fucking penis. Penis.
All right, very good. Listen, I've got a great show for you today. And just to put your mind at ease, I've got great shows for you the rest of this week. I'm not going up to Ashtabula to spend Christmas with my family until this weekend. Christmas Eve is on Monday, obviously. There's no show then, and Tuesday there will be no show. New programs will resume, though, on Wednesday. A little programming note there. Do you guys remember Skippy? Skippy the Virgin, first featured on TLC's My Big Fat Sad Mormon Life. Something like that. No, it was the Virgin Diaries, right? And that's where we learned that his mother, Skippy's mom, was like his wingman. Here's a clip of that. So Skippy's getting ready to go on a date or speed dating or something, and he's vacuuming his armpits, it looks like. No, he's blow-drying down his ass crack to dry it out.
I want a girl to be like, wait, you're how are you still single?
Well, the Virginity Rocks t-shirt you're wearing, that probably plays at least a little part in that.
Would you like to know how badly I want to have sex with a girl?
It's all I've been able to think about all last night.
I just like sit there with girls sometimes on dates like, you're the cutest, you're the sweetest, you're the best. Let's cuddle. You want to cuddle? Not sure if you want to go on a date with me. Well, would a t-shirt change your mind?
He gives out Skippy t-shirts, and he has a lot of like printed up shirts that he himself wears. Also, he bribes girls to kiss him with that t-shirt. Here he is at a party talking to a girl.
If you do want to kiss me, my answer is yes. And then you can have this awesome shirt.
What if I kiss you on the cheek?
No. It says, I made out with Skippy for 3 minutes. It doesn't say, I kissed Skippy on the cheek.
I blew Skippy, and all I got was this t-shirt. And then on the back, it says, and a mouthful of his tapioca babies. He has not had to give away any of those t-shirts. All right, so that's just a little Skippy primer. Like I said, that TLC program aired, 10 years ago or something. And I've been following Skippy on YouTube. He's still having problems with the ladies. As a matter of fact, one of his newest updates is a video of him going to a girl's house. Now, this girl, apparently they went on a date, and she will not return his calls now or return his text messages. So he shows up with Klondike bars. Skippy's got a plan, guys.
So I just got done with work, and I swung by to pick up some groceries, and I was like, I'm not going to look at these again ever the same way, especially when she lives 3 blocks away from where it is that I buy groceries.
He's stalking her, basically. I guess maybe it came out on the day that she has never had a Klondike bar.
To fulfill the having her try it out, these are Klondike bars, and specifically these are the original one.
Remember the old commercials, what would you do for a Klondike bar? I have a feeling he's going to try to make her do something to him.
It's ice cream.
It's
chocolate coated ice cream. No, they're not the best, because I would even say their Oreo ones are better. But just the fact that...
Are we having it right here?
You don't have to if you don't want to. Should we try a...
This is a surprise visit.
Yeah, no, I gave her zero notice. In fact, I spent the majority of the day sending her messages saying, I don't get why you don't like me, essentially stuff like that. And I'm like, you know what? I need to, I know that we're going to be friends for forever. I just have a crush on you, and I cannot get her to reply back in any form whatsoever of, do you even like me a little bit back?
That's your answer. If she doesn't reply, that's an answer.
Which is probably a pretty good indication that she doesn't. But she avoids talking about it every time I bring it up. Like, just wondering, just
stop
a little
it.
Bit.
Open these.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is not how you pick up a chick.
She does that all the time. So I thought, as a peace offering for...
I mean, it's so obvious what he's going to do here. You know that the jingle for the Klondike bar is, what would you do for a Klondike bar? Would you kiss me?
But there's the whole, what would you do for a Klondike? Mm-hmm. Did you know the jingle?
I think it's, yeah, I've heard it.
Okay.
Klondike bar now.
You just never thought.
I think it's weird if people have never been to California or if people have never been
true.
To the ocean.
Like the ocean,
yeah. Because that's what she values. She doesn't give a shit about trying junk food. And by the way, Skippy is a Domino's Pizza delivery guy. His whole life is junk food. So they try it. She doesn't really like the Klondike bar. She's like, it tastes weird. Is there toffee in there? Like, what is this? This chocolate's strange. You've been roofied, you dumb bitch.
Flavors.
Yeah.
Reese's
so the
Oreo.
The Oreo one, I almost got you, but I'm like, well, no, we got to have her try the original.
Chocolatey coated and ice cream loaded.
You know what's also loaded? Skippy's balls. Those motherfuckers are ready to burst. Maybe you should make a t-shirt up that says something like that.
Just artificially flavored vanilla light ice cream in a milk chocolate flavored coating.
Hey, Deanna, what would you do for a Klondike bar?
Our milk and cream. There's no real seal on it. It's not a real...
She knows what he's trying to do there.
Dairy product quit.
Oh, God, that was awkward. He was the whole time he was like, Deanna, what would you do for a Klondike bar? He's like taking his finger up to his mouth like, this is where your mouth needs to go. But Deanna is pretending to read the box so she doesn't have to deal with this uncomfortable situation. Yeah, that's her saying quit it, as in don't kiss me.
That was the first
that's
kiss
what
I've
I
ever.
Got.
That was the first kiss we've ever shared.
Oh my
and
God.
Even then it felt forced. I can't wait to watch this back and see if your eyes are terrified as I did that.
I know, I was reading the box, sorry.
Skippy, this is not a love connection. His channel is full of videos like this. It's almost too painful to watch. I need a palate cleanser. How about some extreme cock gagging?
Extreme!
How extreme? Not bad.
Open your mouth. Open your fucking mouth.
This is Skippy and the Klondike bar girl later that night.
How's that feel? You whine. Stop this little Mickey Mouse bullshit. I don't care.
Skippy has found his voice, and the Klondike bar girl is really loosening up.
What a little whore can you be for me, huh?
Well, I think that was a palate cleanser. I'm feeling much better. Although this next clip may make you not want to be a part of this earth anymore. DV listener RoboChrist sent along this clip of anime kitty cat cosplay girls. They're at a convention. There's a lot of kitty cats, but there's also like Inuyasha, some Dragon Ball Z characters, I'm sure. Video game cosplayers. It's really a smorgasbord of dorks. A dorgasbord, if you will. Take a listen to these cats, though.
It's recording.
Yeah! Yeah!
She's trying to get everyone around her to do that. Yeah! It's not meow, it's more like a yeah!
Itch!
Yeah!
Food the witch.
You have to nya.
Oh, okay.
There's Inuyasha.
Now,
you know, I've never been to one of these conventions before, but you don't have to dress up. Some people spend a lot of time and effort to dress up, and their costumes look amazing, and that's kind of neat, right? I can get behind that, I guess. This cat bullshit is just lazy. It's like a headband with kitty cat ears, and they maybe like stick a tail on their ass, and that's it. They call it a day, and they're like, I'm cosplaying at the anime convention! No, you're not. You put on a hat. You just look like a generic retard waiting for a public bus. It's the type of shit they wear. Is there a more annoying sound? Have you any of you guys been to one of these conventions before and hung around these kitty cats? Are they like the whores of the convention? Like they'll just sleep with anyone. That's my theory. Someone please confirm. Hey, my favorite television show is back with a new installment. I am talking about Community Corner.
And now we're back. Welcome back, everyone. Now we're getting another after a drawing right now.
What? I wish I was the director of this show. Oh, things would be different. There would be multiple takes. No, say that again. Like a human being would speak. For those of you new to the podcast, Community Corner is a public access show hosted by three mentally handicapped, or whatever. What are you supposed to call them? Deficient. Unsavory. The mentally unsavory. The mush-brained. Now, these are very sweet boys. We're not making fun of their mental retardation. We are making fun of the way they talk. Which is a learned thing. The guy you just heard talks like he's wearing a fedora. Good day, m'lady. Aren't you looking fetching? Yes. And, well, you'll hear the other two guys in a second. So this is actually a continuation, I guess, of the last episode, where it was just utter mass confusion as these guys made and colored in a wish mist tree. And off of each of the branches of this tree, you're supposed to list a goal for the upcoming year. And I think that's what they're working on now. I want to know what these three guys' goals are for 2019.
Listing in our goals. So, gentlemen, what are your goals for 2019?
My goals for 2019. Well, who's on first?
You can go first, David.
Okay, I got my more than one.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. More than one goal. That's good.
Life.
Life. Living. Just hang on to life. That's a very basic goal. I think pretty obtainable.
Life.
I got something to pick. Univafrit.
Univafrit. All right. Very good. He wants to live and he wants to univafrit.
Let's go back to the life one. What do you mean by life?
Everything's about life.
Okay. What do you want to improve?
My stamina and bet. I want a fuller, thicker load.
Improve more listening.
More listening?
Yeah.
Are you a bad listener?
A little bit.
Don't rub it in, dude.
So you want to listen more?
What?
Okay. What are some of your other goals?
That's a good one.
Projects.
More projects? Or do you just want to complete more?
I want to add more.
Construction projects. Just think the next time you enter a... skyscraper. It could have been built by someone like this.
Okay. What kind of projects are you talking about?
Stop making buildings so crooked.
Why did you protect our president?
Wait, what was that? Is he a Trump supporter?
More projects? Or do you just want to complete more?
I want to add more.
Okay. What kind of projects are you talking about?
Why did you protect our president?
Protect our president. I'm joining the Secret Service.
I'm being... disheartened.
Okay, what other projects do you have?
Yeah, let's move on. Good idea.
Continue to stretch my DJ business to the whole 50 states.
There we go. States? That sounds like a good goal.
Wow.
Really? Could someone explain what the fuck he just said?
What's your DJ name?
I've been DJing since 2009.
This is like the perfect setup for a joke for me. What's your DJ name, retarded man? Maybe I'll throw this over to you. Call into the voicemail line. What should this mentally handicapped kid's DJ name be? I'll get you started with an idea.
DJ Velcro Shoes.
Now you guys go. All right, let's finish up with this kid.
It's called Dazzle Through Time. After the show, I'll give you my business card.
All right, sounds good. Ryan, what are some of your goals?
Well, thank you, David.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for turning it over to me. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, my goals, ladies and gentlemen, these are my goals, things that I want to do. I want to travel more, get on the highway, have a car, go on nice and nice long walks in the park somewhere.
All very obtainable.
And just be able to vote next year.
And you vote now?
Yeah. I know.
That's cheating!
You mean keep on voting.
All right. What's some of your goals?
There's not an election next year! Like, this guy is just busting some balls, calling him out. That goal is bullshit. Would you run out of time or something? You need to come up with another good goal. He's my favorite. He's got the strangest voice of all.
What do you mean by parks?
Go to every park in Oakland County. Visit all the parks. Visit the mall.
What do you want to do in the parks?
Kidnap a child, of course. Masturbate in the bushes, you see. Now, the last guy's coming up. He's my favorite. He's got the coolest voice. Ah, that guy. The problem is the music is so loud.
That sounds like a good goal.
What are your goals?
My number one goal is learning the stock market.
Yeah, he was mentioning that in the last episode. He wants to play the stock market, and I have no room to make fun of him because I invested money in Sears.
That business? Buy and trade
mutual
stocks?
Yeah, buy and trade stocks. I'm thinking that maybe I would want to invest in Nintendo and Amazon and maybe Starbucks.
Oh, that's a good stock.
Yep.
Oh, I forgot one thing.
What did you forget?
Butt projects.
My butt plugs. I wanna make butt plugs.
The project will be same thing.
This is Aaron's time. How did you manage to butt in?
To get my business out beating this guy's dreams.
So everyone has an interest in investing for their future.
I do. Yes.
And going about it the right way.
Yeah.
You stole my idea. You son of a bitch, I'll cut you. All right, let's move on because he's been talking about stocks nonstop, right? In the last episode, he was talking about it a lot. I want to hear some more of his goals.
I also want something to go to Japan.
Japan?
And take
So you want to travel more?
Yeah, and take a tour of Nintendo's headquarters.
Okay. It's all about Nintendo and stocks. Well,
those are all some pretty good goals.
Meet Shigeru Miyamoto.
I don't mean to be crass here, but this is the most retarded version of Christmas music I've ever heard in my life.
Airplane.
Do you even know who he is?
All right. I think we've heard enough. That was the Community Corner Christmas special. And with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist to the fucked up news right now. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please consider supporting this stupidity. If you missed out on our Black Friday deals this year, I've got great news for you. Until Christmas, you can nab yourself a yearly membership for $50. Just go to superfreaksideshow.com, click on the link towards the top of the page. It says, click here for Christmas sale prices. That's how you get the special deals. Sign up. It really does help me out. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do exclusive shows. Yesterday we did an exclusive program. Tomorrow, another exclusive show. Great time to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. Okay, three quick stories now. First up. Oh, real quick, before we get into that, I did have one more piece of audio I wanted to share with you. On Monday's podcast, you heard my version of "Twas the Night Before Christmas." It's highly acclaimed. Well, my favorite kid with Tourette's, Lewis, has recited his version of "Twas the Night Before Christmas." Well, he's just reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas," but, you know, he ticks out every 5 seconds. So it's like a brand new thing. It's an original at this point. Take a listen.
"'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house fuck off caramel, I got a dildo!"
Caramel, that's the thing he's always shouting.
"Fuck off, I did. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Fuck karma, looks, the stockings were hung above the chimney with fuck off, fire, karma. Above the chimney with care, in the hopes that St. Nicholas would soon
me.
Myself the karma would soon be there. The children were nestled, all snug in their bed, while visions of sugar plums danced. Fuck off, fuck off, cunt my girl's arse crack. Fuck off."
I want the full audio version of this. I'm gonna put it in my Christmas mix.
"My girl's arse crack too was our awful life."
He really should sell that. Okay, good job, Lewis. Now off to our first news story. If a loved one in your family recently died and you chose to use Great Bar Funeral Home, I've got some upsetting news for you. Grandma's corpse may have been fucked. Sorry to break it to you like that. A burglar has admitted breaking into a Great Bar Funeral Home and having sex with a dead body. Kasim Karam pleaded guilty on Wednesday to an offense of sexual penetration of a body at the Central England Cooperative Funeral Care Home. I like the name Great Bar. That's shorter, has a better ring to it. Apparently, that's just the town that the funeral home was in. I'm sorry. This all happened on November 11th. A judge adjourned Karam's sentencing for a psychiatric report until January 31st, 2019, but warned the defendant he was facing a substantial jail term. You can't just fuck dead people. I mean, you can. It's actually very easy. They don't run from you or nothing. What I'm saying, though, is there are consequences to fucking dead people. If you're caught, you gotta be smart about this. Karam of Kenilworth Road in Aston, Birmingham, appeared in custody in Birmingham Crown Court, flanked by a security officer during a 10-minute hearing on Wednesday. The 23-year-old also admitted burglary of the funeral home, breaking into the building with the intention of stealing. Wearing a black hooded top and trousers, them's his fucking clothes, and sporting a Palestinian flag tattoo on the left side of his neck, I'm thinking Palestine wants to distance themselves from you. He stood with his hands clutched in front of him as the charges were read. The judge said, "You must be under no illusion that you will receive a sentence of imprisonment for your offending in this case, a substantial sentence of imprisonment." Following the hearing, a Central England cooperative spokesperson said, "Our primary concern is for the families we serve. Maybe it should be the dead people that are just hanging around in your funeral parlor. That shit needs to be on lockdown. Too many wandering dicks, if you know what I mean. All right, our primary concern is for the families we serve and the welfare of our funeral colleagues, who've all been deeply affected by this incredibly disturbing and unprecedented event. My only problem with this news story, and maybe this makes me a pervert, but they don't really go into detail about the corpse fucking. Like, I don't need to know if there was, like, foreplay involved and stuff. But the way it sounds is, like, this guy broke into the funeral home to burglarize it. That was his intention. How did he get so sidetracked? When did this secondary mission of, you know, fucking a dead person come into play? I guess maybe, you know, you're committing a crime, so the adrenaline is pumping, you're all excited, you're diggy-hoyed, who knows? But this is the type of stuff I want to know. All right, the funeral parlor said they're not going to have a statement until after the conclusion of the case. Second story we have for you today, a recovering drug addict who tried to smuggle heroin. Are you sure he's recovering? This is not typical behavior of someone who's kicked the habit, you know. A recovering drug addict who tried to smuggle heroin and crack cocaine. He tried to smuggle both of these drugs into a female prison, and how did he do it? He crammed both of these drugs in his foreskin. That must have been some loose, long foreskin. That's a five skin! Yeah, so he tried to smuggle heroin and crack cocaine under his foreskin. He was caught and jailed. David James Smith was caught with the drugs when he went to visit his long-term girlfriend in HMP Newhall in Flockton near Wakefield. I guess over there in the UK. The 39-year-old was identified as a person of interest when he went through security at the prison and agreed to a full search on April 23rd, 2015. Michael Greenhall, prosecuting, said that during the course of the search, a 10-pound deal of heroin and crack cocaine was found in a blue wrap secreted under Smith's foreskin. I don't know how much crack goes for. I don't know how much heroin you can purchase for $10. It can't be a lot, though, right? Maybe this isn't as impressive as I initially thought. Smith, who was in recovery at the time, said he lapsed when he brought the drugs in. He took them into the toilets and stashed the leftovers in the unusual spot, his cock, to avoid being robbed, adding, "I did not want no one stealing my drugs." I wonder if you could smell that foreskinny, aged blue cheese type of stink on the crack rock as you smoked it. Parmesan garlic heroin. Anyway, this guy says that sniffer dogs were only used sometimes at the prison, and he stashed the needle. Oh my God! Oh, okay, wait a second, I'm sorry. I should finish this sentence. He didn't stick the needle in his foreskin. He stashed the needle in spoons. That would be a huge foreskin, in a bush outside, which he showed to staff after being caught. At his initial court appearance, Smith was bailed but did not attend his next appearance and was unlawfully at large for the next 3 years. Smith, who lives with his partner in Chelwood Drive in Bradford, later pleaded guilty to conveying an article into prison and failing to surrender. He claimed the drugs were for his own personal use, and he expected it to be a closed visit with no opportunity to pass them to his partner, who had used drugs in the past herself but was clean in prison. He said, "I didn't want her to know that I messed up." The judge said that Smith, who started using drugs at the age of 16, had a poor record of offending up until 2012. Howard Shaw, mitigating, said Smith had been free from heroin for a number of years with the occasional lapse. Well, that's not really free from heroin. And is on a methadone prescription, which he stores up his asshole. If I was the judge, I'd be like, "Okay, pull down your pants, unfurl your cock. I want to see what's hiding up in there. Time for your monthly dick inspection." All right, final story we have for you today. Oh, I can't get behind this story.
Twitter is outraged about something new. Forever 21 has been forced to apologize for using a white model to sell Black Panther sweaters. Actually, just one sweater, and it was one blonde model. All right, so the retailer used a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white male model to sell a Black Panther sweater. It's kind of like a holiday sweater. It's purple, and then it's got like yellow and red, and it says Wakanda Forever. It sells for about $35. Fans were less than pleased to see it being modeled by a fair-skinned white man because, you know, white people are not allowed to purchase this sweater. It's only for blacks. This is a black-only movie. Only black people can model Black Panther clothing. It's all black, 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 black. Now, with that being said, I did surf on over to Forever 21, and there aren't a lot of black... You know what? There's a few. There's a black model for the plus and curve section. There's a black woman who's advertising, I think, Afterpay, which I think is like a credit thing. But not a lot of black models modeling off normal Forever 21 clothing. If I was a black person, that's where I would direct my anger, not necessarily at this sweater, right? What about, you know, just using models for their normal clothing? Fans were less than pleased to see it being modeled by a fair-skinned white man, as the Marvel superhero is famously the very first mainstream hero of African descent. Black Panther, directed by Ryan Coogler and featuring a predominantly black cast, has earned more than $700 million at the domestic box office and more than $1.3 billion worldwide. The questionably marketed sweater has since been deleted from Forever 21's store. And there, yeah, no one can purchase the sweater. The retailer drew attention to it earlier Tuesday in a since-deleted tweet. Oh, that's when they were trying to sell the t-shirt. The tweet just said Wakanda Forever. So this guy, what's his name, Mark Paul, he's just a Twitter dude, and he tweeted, "Hey, Forever 21, in what universe did you think it was okay to feature a white model in Wakanda gear? Granted, chances are you knew it wasn't okay, but still, as a former 21 Men brand specialist for the company," that's the most embarrassing part of this tweet, I think, "I'm highly offended." Oh, I had to click on the link to see what people were replying to this guy. And thankfully, a bunch of people had some fucking common sense. The first reply is, "I didn't know that only black people were allowed to like that movie or wear clothing related to that movie. Things I learned from assholes today." That was the hashtag that was used there. A lot of people calling this black man racist. "Why are you so racist? I'm not allowed to celebrate one of my favorite films because I'm not the right color." So many people agree with me here, although there are a lot of other people tweeting at Forever 21. "Wow, Forever 21 is tone deaf as fuck. Colonizers aren't praised in Wakanda. Try again." It's like, I understand you're happy that you got a movie out that was successful, full of black people. That's great. But you know, the movie wouldn't have been successful if it weren't for white people going to the movies too. White people did go see and enjoy this movie. And might also want some branded merchandise, which, you know, also helps the franchise out. Forever 21 apologized in a statement Tuesday, saying it took feedback on its products and marketing extremely seriously. Not one person mentioned, though, like, "Hey, I went on your stupid website. It's all white people. Maybe you should add some black models in there." All right. "We celebrate all superheroes with many different models of various ethnicities and apologize if the photo in question was offensive in any way." There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you, freaks. 206-666-4463. That, of course, is our standard voicemail line. We also have voicemail line plus elite. Pledge a few bucks over there at our Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview, which I have a video that I'm going to post. Gonna try to do that tonight. I know I was promising you this. I didn't promise this weekend, but I said I'm hoping to do it this weekend. Anyway, it's an old video of me. You just have to see it. It's my attempt at romancing someone. I don't know. It's young Tim. Well, let's see. From 2010, probably. It's supposed to be a cute little video that I made for someone. explain it in the Patreon thing. It's, I don't know why I post this stuff. It's, you know, it makes me look like an idiot. Very cringy. All right, anyway, so Patreon account, yes, you get access to a special voicemail line. I'll play your calls first. As a matter of fact, let's do a couple of those right now. We have three or four patrons checking in.
Hey, Tim, it's Felina Kay. I thought I'd just give you a hot tip about your Asian accent. In general, the Chinese have difficulty pronouncing R's.
Okay, they can't pronounce R's. So words like ring or rotten, Latin. I've got Latin ruck. No, they have no problem saying L, though, is what you're saying. They just have a problem with R's.
R's. And the Japanese have difficulty pronouncing L's. As for Korean and other Asian languages, I'm not sure. But, like, that's the gist of it.
Hmm. Okay, well,
yeah.
Thank you.
So I want to say have a good
that
night.
That will definitely help in my racist impressions.
Timmy Boo, Scumhook here, mate.
Scumhook!
Quick shout out to a potential new freak who is hopefully listening to today's show. Uber fucking Uber baby.
Uber,
I hope you're listening, mate. Tim, Uber is a, he's definitely a freak. He enjoys My Little Pony.
What?
Pretty sure he's a zoophile. Definitely a furry. And also enjoys dressing up in sexually ambivalent clothing and deliberately using the wrong bathroom for his nominated gender. So, Uber, I salute you for standing up to wee in the girls' toilets. Cheers, mate. Hope you're listening and enjoying it.
Bye. Wow. Sounds like a Distorted View listener right there. Welcome to the club. You're one of my buddies. Now let's stick our fingers down our dick hole. You didn't catch that reference. You haven't been a listener long enough. You'll catch up. You'll get up to speed. All right. I think this one is Hover Round, right? Wait a second. Is that like Chinese? Okay, cool. Guys, could you decipher that for me, please? Anyone know? I don't even know what language that was. Chinese, Japanese, Korean? Someone translate that. I'm scared. Who just called me? All right, one more call here. Yeah.
Hey, Timmy Pooh, it's Unicorn Hamster. Hey, I'm just calling because I just remembered a couple of years ago I called, and it was right after the whole thing with Trump grab him by the pussy thing.
Yes.
And it was like close to election day, and here it is. It's a cold, rainy, drizzly November rain. Anyway, I thought of the time when I called because I had predicted Hillary Clinton was going to win.
Yeah, you fucked that up, man.
And I was wrong.
Very wrong.
Which is cool. I mean, they're both.
Honestly, though, who could have seen this coming?
Criminals. Anywho,
living a very strange timeline.
I'm about to go vote. It is November the 6th, midterm. And I just thought of that because you were the first one that I heard Trump say grab him by the pussy.
Aww.
I don't know if you remember, but you were like one of the early ones.
I think what happened was I was recording the show when that news broke, right?
You were on point journalism right there.
Breaking
someone
news.
Being
That's
an
true.
Asshole. I gotta let you go, but yeah, okay. I just wanted to share that with you.
All right, well, thank you. That was a fun walk down memory lane. Painful. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is in. Oh, God. Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Don't forget you can also listen to us on Spotify. You can tell your stupid Amazon thing to play the most recent episode of Distorted View Daily. That works too. Other things to remember, coupon code GOONER, 15% off the Distorted View store, and amazing Christmas deals on Sideshow memberships. Sign up so you catch tomorrow's episode. Otherwise, I will see you back on Friday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
carrying babies in their testicles and giving birth to them through their anus.